It's going down. Anything can happen. Michelle Williams in the building.
What's going on?
How you doing, lady?
I'm very well. How are you, honey?
Destiny's Child. Y'all revealed that that's going to happen.
We revealed that that's what's going to happen.
Y'all getting ready to come back out and do some other stuff. Y'all talked about the Super Bowl. Y'all did a couple things. Y'all said y'all going to do a few things.
Oh, we did the Super Bowl. We did
right?
that.
And y'all did a few other things. Y'all said y'all going to go ahead and get back in the studio. Did y'all go in the studio?
We did. So as a group, we did a song called Nuclear for a compilation CD that came
right.
out. And then myself and Beyonce, a solo artist, we were featured on Kelly's new record.
Right.
Yeah. So that's that.
That's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you heard it first right here, B. More. That's that. That's it. So y'all not going to do a whole album and do a little tour?
Nah, that's the first. I didn't hear that one.
Really?
Seriously. I'm seriously like, really?
Yeah, people said that y'all, after y'all did that, y'all going to do your solo things, but y'all going to get back together and do a little Destiny's Child tour and do some other songs.
Interesting. People have made our itineraries already.
There they go. I mean, well, is it a hush-hush thing? Or are you
being
for real?
No, seriously. Of course, because I was the one that said we weren't doing a Super Bowl and we ended up doing a Super Bowl. But I put my hand on the Bible. Seriously, I honestly don't know. That's new.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they just keep it hush-hush because, like you said, you wasn't sure about the Super Bowl. And then
I'm
next
not
thing
keeping
you know.
I was sure about the Super Bowl, but I just couldn't ruin the surprise. B wanted it to be a surprise, so
okay.
I couldn't say nothing.
All right. So there's more surprises coming in, basically.
There are no more surprises. Now, I'm dead serious. Hand on the Bible in Judge Judy's court. There
okay.
are no surprises.
All right. Now, with your solo thing, I mean, you've done R&B, you've done gospel. What feels right for you?
What feels right for me? You know what? My dad just trained us in so many types of genres. I mean, from Chaka Khan to Guy to Sting, Rod Stewart.
Wow.
Heavy metal to jazz, the Yellow Jackets, and, you know, Patty Austin. And so
wow. That's
that is what gets me kind of musically, have musical Tourette's or musical schizophrenia, because what do you want to do this year, Michelle?
Right.
So pretty much this record is really kind of a mixture of what I've done in the past. It's an urban inspirational record, you know. So the single, If We Had Your Eyes, produced by Harmony Samuels, who's doing his freaking thing in the charts right now. Ariana Grande, Fantasia, Kelly Rowland, that's how I met him. On the song that myself and B did for her album, he produced it. He ended up producing my whole album.
Okay.
But the single is titled If We Had Your Eyes, and it's basically kind of like get to know somebody's story before you judge them.
Okay.
Actually, you can't even judge. Just get to know my story before you talk. Love me first. You know, all that good stuff. And it's basically, God, if I had your eyes, I'd be more patient. I'd be kind. You know, I'd love people better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wouldn't be so quick to... You know, because people are going through a lot. And if you don't know their story, why are you putting your mouth on them?
Wow. Because people, I mean, with you, and I'll get to that, people have always had stuff to say about you and the group and different things. But patience, just being in this business, I heard you say patience.
Yeah.
And love. Has patience worn on you at times?
You know, it does, but we always say, God, make me stronger.
Right.
And we think that means... He's going to just give us more muscles. No, he's going to present certain situations before you to make you stronger.
That's going
to
test you.
So you got to pass that test before you can get stronger. Like, you know what? I really could have hit you in your bottom lip.
Oh, you got that in you?
But because I didn't.
About that life?
I passed the test. I'm stronger.
Okay.
I really could have went in on you, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like I'm stronger. I'm growing.
Right. So at times when people would talk about you, Destiny's Child and the group, and saying, you know, there seemed like there was some separation, especially Michelle seems like, you know, she wants to do gospel. They want to do this. Did that bother you? When people
No, it didn't, because we're three different people. Birth certificates, different parents, different genes, different DNA, different ways of thinking.
Right.
We love different types of music. You know, I choose to do whatever the crap it is I want to do. You know what I mean? From theater, Broadway, everything that I want to do, because Michelle wants
right.
to do it, you know?
Right.
Yep.
And one of the things I have noticed about you is that you just go off and do your own. You may disappear. No, really. And that's
yeah.
a good thing, because you just may disappear. And next thing you know, you hear that you're doing a play or you're doing something else.
You know, for the past 6 months, we were in Washington, D.C., but for the past 6 months, I was doing Fela the Musical, having the time of my life. I love Broadway. and we'll always do it, you know. So fourth Broadway show, working on my fourth album, and I pray to do television and film. I've got a long way to go, and I'm not in a rush.
Right, you're patient and taking your time.
Patience.
Now, has it been hard for you to maintain friendships or relationships by being in love with your music? Because it seems like you have a passion for this, and where people thought that you were not really committed to the group situation. Of course, you saw the tweets or heard the stuff, but now, I mean, it seems like you have the passion to just go ahead and, like you said, just do whatever the
You gotta really live life trusting that intuition in your gut, you know, because a lot of us can miss opportunities because we didn't trust ourselves, you
right.
know. So you can't do that, because it always takes time to, you know, retreat from making that mistake or that missed opportunity. Just do it, you know, right then and there.
So what things right now do you want to do besides music? If you weren't doing this right here, would it be Broadway? Would it just be gospel? Would it be or just traveling and having fun?
If I wasn't doing music?
Yeah, doing this right here.
If I wasn't doing music, you know, my major in school was criminal justice. I'd probably
CSI
be on CNN being somebody's prosecuting attorney.
During the Zimmerman case.
Probably.
That'll be you right there.
You know, so, it could have been.
Okay, so not analyzing that situation, but what would you, as a prosecutor right now, say that situation could be?
I would be all about facts. Evidence will speak for itself, you know. Uh-huh. And at the end of the day, the defense and everything, you just got to... Unfortunately, law is about who's presenting the best case.
Argument.
The
right.
best argument. Who's razzle dazzling them.
Right, right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
This right here.
But I shouldn't say it. I don't want anybody, because this case is serious. So I don't want to just. And the reason why I said I did the musical Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And the musical Chicago was about a woman who killed somebody based off of self-defense. So I learned a lot from that,
wow.
how attorneys and stuff do things. But I never make light. That comment, I don't want anybody, because social media, everything, you got to
careful
what you say. So I'm never making light of that situation. A young man, an innocent young man to me is gone at the end
Absolutely.
Of the day. So what are we going to do about it? You know?
And they said he pursued him. So, but getting back to the music, with you right now, focused on the music,
yep.
doing Broadway musicals.
Yep.
So, is it hard to balance both of them?
No. It's time.
How are you doing
it's timing. You know, even when I was doing, you know, the Broadway show on days off, I'm in the studio, you know.
You're not sleeping.
Pretty much. And I'm wondering why I didn't take a vacation between Fela and really today. We just wrapped 2 weeks ago, you know, but we keep it moving.
All right. So, your itinerary after BET, where are you going there? Are you going to take
Essence
a break?
Essence Fest.
I knew it. That's why I asked.
Essence Fest.
And then after Essence, what are you doing?
I might go to Miami for a few days. I'm going to go to Miami. So I'll take like 2 or 3 days off in Miami if they let me.
And you got dedicated people. You said your people just came up from where?
They came up from Nashville, from the E1 offices in Nashville, to come and support me in the radio room.
That's love. That is love. That's love.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, you be Kelly. You said Destiny's Child's not happening.
Yep.
Kelly put out a song, Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
And she said that was real for her.
Yeah.
But did you know that was going on and that was real for her? And did you talk to her through that situation to help her out?
The cool thing is, people don't know a lot about our relationship. We try to keep a lot of things private, but we have amazing, intense talks. We know everything that each person is or was going through. It was real.
So, well, she said it was real, but I just want to know for you. So, what was your advice to her, if I can ask, at the time? Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. What was your advice? Because Dirty Laundry, it kind of hit me in my heart. I was just like, wow, she's going through that? She's so pretty.
How about this?
She's so pretty. She's so beautiful. What's going
on? She wouldn't be able to stand and be the confident woman that she is if it wasn't for us and family loving her and loving each other through situations.
That's real.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they were saying that after a while, people started hitting social media like, I wasn't the one putting hands on her. It wasn't me. You know, people started trying to come forward like, yo, that wasn't me. But the song was so real that I was just like, people wanted to know.
Well, and it's great when you can put out music that people can connect to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because in this industry, you do kind of want to be private. But it's like, man, I'm going to be vulnerable and I'm going to put myself out here in this situation. But then before you know it, you've helped somebody.
A lot of people.
You've helped a lot of people by your truth.
When you heard the song, did she let you know she was recording it before she did it? Or did you hear it and be like, yo, B, I need to talk to you because and see how B was feeling? Because she was honest about, I was mad at B, but then I had to give love to my sister because she was doing her thing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, now that's conversation. You trying to get some tea and some juice.
I am.
Now that conversation is between them. But from what I know and from what I heard of the song, she had my full support. Obviously, B had, you know, full support as well.
Right. Well, I mean, what she was saying, she said that her and B had a good talk about it.
Yep.
You know, but she had to be honest with herself and be like, you know, the person almost had me convinced that, yeah, B didn't care.
I mean, it depends. You know, people, I mean, words are powerful. Words are powerful. Words are powerful. And if you're vulnerable and if you're a little weak, somebody might have you believe in something, be like, oh, man, that is true. And it's really not. You're just emotional at the time. You're just emotionally weak, and you need to be strengthened spiritually as well.
That's good. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about the album. What can we expect on this album? And are you going to be doing some touring and coming
Absolutely
through B-more?
Absolutely, some touring. I would love to do some touring. This album is an urban inspirational record. Some great music.
Okay.
And I need the love and support from y'all.
Oh, you're going to get the love and support. We appreciate you taking time out to stop
past
B-more and letting us know what's going on
yeah,
with
man.
You. And dropping a little bit of stuff that we wanted to know more about.
Yes, sir.
All right,
sugar.
So, back on tour?
Back on tour very soon. I just wrapped Fela like 2 weeks ago. We toured for 6 months. Now it's time to do touring of my music and for the rest of the year.
How can people keep up with you?
Real Michelle W on Twitter, Real Michelle W on Instagram. My website is IamMichelle.com. Michelle has two L's, by the way.
Okay.
All right.
We appreciate you.
All right.
All right, 2013 BET Awards is going down. Anything can happen. Michelle, Beyonce, and Kelly Rowland could probably come out on stage. I got to make sure y'all watch
gosh.
It.
Hilarious. So funny.
It's 92Q.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's trying it.